The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. So, today is the festival of Samantabhadra, and I'm going to talk about him a little bit. He has many aspects, but I'm just going to talk about one of them, or mainly one of them, which is Samantabhadra's all-pervading nature. Samantabhadra, universal goodness, universal benevolence, the kindness of the universe that pervades everything. In the litany we just recited, Samantabhadra continually flows everywhere within the universe, completely filling everything. Just as there are Buddhas in all lands or in every dust particle, Samantabhadra is there also, within each dust particle. With ease you visit the lands within every particle of dust and clearly reveal yourself there. Universal goodness and benevolence completely pervades everything, every single particle of dust. This means that universal goodness completely pervades us. We're completely comprised of goodness and benevolence, and so is everybody else. And so are all the things we see that we deal with, all the situations we find ourselves in, all our states of mind, all the thoughts we have, completely comprised of goodness and benevolence. Now we think, what? My states of mind, I don't think so. My little crabby tiffs with somebody else, my little miserable thoughts, the horrible things that happen in the world, how could they be comprised of benevolence and kindness, all the war, hatred, disease, selfishness, all that stuff? How could it be goodness and benevolence? I don't think so. But actually, yes. In fact, it is so. We just don't see it nearly all the time. We don't see it. Every now and then, we might catch a glimpse of universal goodness within everything. It's like we catch a little glimpse of Samantabhadra on his huge white elephant. Just, did I see it? Maybe I did. You know. And then it's gone. And every now and then we know that in fact it is completely so. Universal goodness and benevolence pervades everything. All of us, all of everybody, all the thoughts and things, without exception. It's just that we don't see it. Beings don't know it. And we act on selfishness and fear and greed and anger and all that. All beings have innate goodness. We're all comprised of innate goodness, the love of Samantabhadra, because he also represents love. Avalokiteshvara is compassion, Samantabhadra is love, Manjushri is wisdom. Love for beings, not a personal thing, but the general, non-discriminating benevolence towards all beings. We are comprised of this. Everything else is. No one is innately bad through and through, even though they may look like it, no matter what they may do. It's very hard to see sometimes. And it's very hard to trust in that. And it is still the case. In the Avatamsaka scripture, which is largely, a lot of it's about Samantabhadra. They have the 10 practices and his 10 vows and the 10 thises and the 10 thats, and there's Samantabhadra. And there's always descriptions of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas gathered together in these huge assemblies. And in one of them, they're all looking around for Samantabhadra. Where is he? There's Kanjayan, there's Sona. Where's Samantabhadra? We don't see him. And they realize that he is so big that they can't see him because he pervades everything. He's so huge, we can't see him. Universal goodness is so vast, so all-encompassing, we can't see it. It's like space. Samantabhadra's body is like space. We don't see it. It pervades everything. vast, all-encompassing. Samatabhadra's body is as empty space, complying with truth. He makes his abode in no particular country. He doesn't abide anywhere. He's everywhere in all situations without discrimination. Not just with the good people who aren't making war on each other. He's with all the other people too. The people having horrible trouble, people who are making messes of things, people making war on each other people, people who are ripping people off in greedy ways. Samatabhadra pervades all of this. Not just the good people, the nice people, the people who aren't me. Everybody. Responding to the heartfelt desires of sentient beings, he manifests himself equally for all. The heartfelt desires of sentient beings, who all have this innate longing for goodness. All beings do. Again, no matter what they may get up to, all beings have this innate longing for goodness, because all beings are part of it. We just don't know it. We get all twisted up with fear and selfishness and hatred and all that. Fear and hatred just breed more in fear. Fear and hatred, and greed breeds greed, and despair breeds despair. Selfishness breeds selfishness, hurt breeds hurt. And yet, within all of that, there is Samatabhadra. There is universal goodness. And we just have to trust it. So what does it look like? If we do catch that glimpse and we see universal goodness pervading everything, we just catch a little glimpse of it out of the corner of our eye, and then maybe it's gone. What does it look like? Well, the first is this gratitude for everything and everybody, because everything and everybody is comprised of this universal goodness and benevolence. We're all made out of particles of goodness. Everything is made of particles of goodness and benevolence. All the things we use every day are helping us. Our little empty toothpaste tube, do we just chuck it out without a thought? Do we thank it and say, thank you, and place it respectfully in the rubbish bin? You know? It sounds silly, but why not? It's not that it's some places and not others. It's everywhere. Our little toothpaste tube, our little package that we can't open that's full of cup hooks or whatever. It's in that too. The potato peelings that we take out of the compost, our suppurating, grotty body that we may think of. All of these things are completely comprised of benevolence and goodness and kindness. We just don't see it. All of these things are helping us. Our own body is helping us. The little plastic container is trying to help us by containing our little cup hooks that we can't get at. They're all helping, or trying to help. It's just that we don't see it. Even when they break or fail or let us down, things are still doing their best. People are doing their best. We are doing our best. Everything is full of the life of Buddha, full of the love of Samatabhadra, universal goodness and benevolence. And if we see this, we might see our connectedness with all beings and all things. We're all made of the same stuff. We are all made of these little particles of goodness and benevolence. There's no separation, no boundaries between me and everything else, or between one being and another being, or between me and the things I use. We're all made of the same stuff. I'm made of the same stuff as this reading stand and this carpet here. It's all the same stuff. I think in physics they know this. We don't see that, but I'm not a physicist, but they know something we don't know. And so, does the eye of Buddha knows that universal oneness of all things, the universal goodness that pervades everything. Therefore, there's nothing to be afraid of. If we're all made of the same stuff, there's nothing to fear. There's not me fearing another person or them fearing me, being afraid of me. There's nothing to fear. We can live in faith and trust in that which sustains all of us, all things, all situations. When we see universal goodness, there is no room for self-judgment or judgment of other beings. or hatred or fear or blame or criticism or all of that, we see that all beings are doing their very best, no matter what it may look like, no matter what they may be doing. All beings are doing their best. We just don't know that we are comprised of universal goodness, so we get all caught up in fear and anger and hatred and all that. And if you all knew that we were comprised, if all of us knew that we were comprised of universal goodness, then there wouldn't be hatred. We wouldn't be grabbing things we don't need. We wouldn't be angry with other people. We wouldn't hate them. Of course, most of the time it's not like that. Nearly all the time, we don't see universal goodness. We forget all about it. We just get caught up in our daily life. We don't see Samantabhadra's all-pervading presence, his benevolence and goodness within each particle of dust. And this is why we train ourselves, because if we knew it all the time, we wouldn't need to do anything. We'd just, you know, be serene and all accepting and everything would be fine. But of course, it's not like that. Most of the time, we don't know it. So we train ourselves, we meditate, we keep to the precepts as best we can, because that is how we would conduct ourselves if we knew that we are innate goodness, benevolence, and kindness within every particle of us. If we knew that, we would meditate and keep to the precepts. And we can still meditate and keep to the precepts as best we can in order to embody that, to harmonize with that and live from that. And doing that helps us to come closer to it and maybe to catch a glimpse of it now and then. Because if we knew that universal goodness fills everything in every body, every particle of dust, then that's exactly how we would live. We would relinquish our selfishness and fear. We would keep to the precepts. We would be still, accept everything without fear, partiality, hatred, and all that. And not knowing all that, we can live in accord with it, to trust that innate goodness, to do our best to meditate and keep to the precepts, and thereby come closer to that knowledge of our oneness with all beings and things, that benevolence that actually makes up the whole of us. Faith, our life of training, is the practice of faith in that all-encompassing goodness, Buddha nature, in everything, all beings, all things. Samantabhadra makes 10 great vows, which are really vows for us, to help beings, to praise the Buddhas, and to repent. One of the vows is that we repent of our former mistakes. But repentance is not just for our former mistakes, the things we've done in the past. It's also our present mistakes, our present blindness, our ignorance, our insensitivity, our missing the point, our dropping of the ball, our wasting of time, seemingly, our missed opportunities, our blindness that we have even now. Repentance for our present not seeing that universal goodness is a constant act of repentance. Not to make us feel bad that we don't see, you know, we're not completely enlightened, but to remind us that there is something to be seen that we do not yet see. There is something much greater than us that's in charge, and you know, may not see it. We can do our best to live in harmony with it and be always aware that we don't see the whole picture. Not thinking, well, I know what's going on, I know what I'm doing. Just to bear in mind, I'm ignorant, I don't see it all. I'm often selfish, I forget, I fall into delusion, I bite somebody, and to just repent of that. As I said, not out of guilt or feeling bad or trying to force ourselves to do something, to strain to do something, but just to remember there's a whole picture that I don't see, but I can trust that it is there. The great picture, the greater view of the benevolence and kindness that fills the universe, fills every mote of dust. We might one moment see this, catch a glimpse of Samantabhadra, the next minute we fall back into delusion and say something dumb, unkind to somebody. One moment you might be a Buddha, next moment we're just an ordinary deluded being. But we're still the same substance. We aren't suddenly a different being because we're deluded again. We still have that same benevolence and goodness throughout our whole being. We just don't always see it. Continually seeing our shortcomings, continually forgiving ourselves for our shortcomings and forgiving others for theirs. Because all of us are like this. All of us are mostly deluded. And every now and then, we might catch a glimpse. And even if we don't, we can trust that greater matter because we know it to be so. In our heart, we know that actually the fundamental nature of all things is benevolence, goodness, the love of Samantabhadra, Buddha nature, however you want to call it. Something in us knows that. And we can keep coming back to it, having faith in it, forgiving ourselves for our blindness and our shortcomings, seeing that we're doing our best and we're doing better now than we might have done before, that actually we're coming closer to seeing that with that view. Doing our best to keep to the precepts, which are the conduct of Buddhas, which are the way we would behave if we knew that goodness pervades everything. Do our best to keep to them. Living the life of faith in that goodness and benevolence. We keep trying to do our very best. To keep true to the bigger picture, whether we see it or not, to trust in it, because our heart knows that it is so, that there is goodness and benevolence permeating everything, every particle of dust, every situation, every being, everything we have to deal with, all our problems, mistakes, all the stuff. Universal goodness permeates everything. Sing we praises and rejoice to see your form and hear your voice in celebration of our choice to walk the path of training.